Did you know that at the rate the sun is shrinking, the sun would have incinerated all life on Earth 100,000 years ago? Those who believe in an old Earth have some explaining to do. And now, our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor.
In recent years, a number of news articles have announced that our sun is shrinking. Scientists have been examining records kept since 1750 at the British Royal Observatory. They have concluded that the sun appears to be shrinking at the rate of 0.1% per century. If the sun is shrinking at this rate, it should have been twice as large as it is now only 100,000 years ago. And 20 million years ago, the surface of the sun would have touched the surface of the Earth. The dinosaurs, or more accurately their descendants, would have been cooked, to say the least. No life would have been possible on Earth. This obviously poses a huge problem for evolutionists. Evolutionists wanted to escape the hot water created by too large a sun, so they suggested that perhaps the sun alternately shrinks and expands. There is evidence of a very small pulsation, but overall the shrinkage is undeniable, and at any rate of shrinkage, this places the maximum age of the Earth sustaining life at only thousands of years. Some evolutionists have now suggested that the earlier studies were wrong, and that the sun is not shrinking at all. The matter is still under study. Whatever results from this debate about the sun, we need to remember that God, as creator, is in charge. Just as the sun must obey his wishes, so the few thousand years of world history that begins in Genesis can be trusted as his handiwork that serves him faithfully for our good as well.
To discuss any topic related to the Bible and science with creationists like yourself, we invite you to join the Creation Moments group on Facebook. You'll also meet members of our staff there. So join us today to learn more about our wonderful Creator and his awesome creation.